In 2016, Daniel Fitzgerald grabbed a woman on Cuba Street and tried to kiss her. She managed to turn her head and he got her cheek. He then had an altercation with her friend, who stepped in to help. Under the three strikes law, brought in under the previous national government, he was sentenced to 7 years. Previous judges have called the sentence grossly disproportionate to the gravity of the offence, but they said they were reluctantly bound by the law. The Human Rights Commission was at the Supreme Court as an intervener, there to offer greater perspective on the issues. Its lawyer, Andrew Butler, told the court the commission supports Fitzgerald's appeal and cited the Bill of Rights Act.
Avoiding the imposition of 7 years' imprisonment on Mr. Fitzgerald will do no damage, no harm, to the underlying purposes of the 2010 Amendment Act. Indeed, it will likely reduce the public contempt it might otherwise be held in. In this country, we like people to get a fair crack of the whip, not a whipping.
Fitzgerald first became known to mental health services aged 15. He has remained on the radar ever since and has a long history of offending. Most of these offences sit at the lighter end of indecent assault, including his third conviction. Psychologists say while he has some ability to determine right from wrong, his ability to fully comprehend the three strikes rules would have been limited. Butler urged the court to immediately release Fitzgerald.
Mr. Fitzgerald should not stay a minute more in prison. He needs help that he is not getting, it would appear, in his current environment.
Andrew Butler said while the offence was awful for the victims, it didn't qualify as serious violent offending. Outside the court, Fitzgerald's lawyer, Kevin Preston, said he should never have been subject to the three strikes rule because the courts could have chosen not to convict.
Taking into account the gross disproportionality, the breach of his human rights under Section 9 of the New Zealand Bill of Rights, that the court should interpret the legislation to give effect to that, discharge my conviction, get him out of prison, get him the help he needs for his mental health problems.
Mr. Preston says the lower courts were wrong to interpret the law the way they did. Fitzgerald has already served 4 years of his sentence, and Mr. Preston says that's taken a toll.
Unfortunately, he's, and the psychiatrist confirmed, his mental health deteriorated, and I'm afraid to say he presents now as rather docile, and it's very, very sad.
Madeline Larracy for the Crown argued that the law is clear.
The maximum sentence must be imposed. There is no exception there, and nor is there any sort of qualifying proviso to it in the nature of the manifest injustice safety valve.
In 2018, Labor's plan to repeal the law was derailed by its coalition partner New Zealand First, who weren't prepared to offer their support. Now Labor has doubled down on its party's commitment to getting rid of the law, which it says is leading to absurd results. I te kōti mananui mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei, ko Eva Collette tēnei.